Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Well, hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, into every, including the things that people do not like to talk about, such as politics. I'm here in Nashville, Tennessee for the Reawaken America Tour. I'm one of the people that I've been able to get to meet and kind of pick his brain about. It's General Michael Flynn, and so for those of you who do not know him, he is at the tip of the spear. There's Donald Trump and there's Michael Flynn, and you're one of the people who's been fighting for our country for a very, very, very long time. Why don't you talk about my listeners for that?
Yeah, so Alex, first of all, just thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for your message. And where we're at today, we're at Mount Juliet, just outside of Nashville, a beautiful church. And I mean, Pastor Greg Locke is the great pastor that opened up really his home to, we have about 5,000 people sitting outside the square, probably 20 feet from where we're at, the other side of the barrier. Trump, Cash Patel, Mike Lindell.
We worship Jesus.
And just to put a plug, because I know you, Mike Lindell is one of your sponsors. Help Alex out. What's the code for you?
Promo code Stonewall, $5.com, promo code Stonewall. Now, General Flynn, one of the things that you said a lot is that local action leads to national impact. And it seems like there's a lot of people who are kind of questioning that. We need to win back this country.
The only way that we're going to win back this country is by every single person who listens to this to start looking at themselves and saying, what more can I do? What can I do for our country? What can I do for my community? What can I do for my family? What can I do for my church? I mean, whether you're a young person or not, my assumption is that a lot of people that listen to Alex is a great young man. He's a proper man that are in his age, and that's fine. But anybody that's listening, we are having this country taken from us by a leftist movement in the United States of America. And that movement is a socialist communist movement. I mean, you can't argue about it. I mean, just as we see everything happening in Washington, D.C., we see the tear down of our country, you see the wasting resources that we're providing to Washington, D.C. So all that said, what local action equals a national impact means, it means that, you know, like we've had people here. There are people that are here today, and I've met many, many thousands actually across the country that have said, I've heard your message. And so what I did is I went and became a poll watcher. I became a precinct committee member. I became a precinct captain. I've joined my local Republican club. I have run for school board. Okay, or I got involved in the campaign for a bunch of people who were running for school board. Or I got involved in county election commissioners or the county commissioners. Right? Don't leave it to, you know, the chance that others are going to do it. And that's been our problem. I honestly believe that the American people, and I'm going to be very, blunt here, but the American people have generally been lazy and generally apathetic about the political discourse going on, and certainly the political class in our country. I've talked to a lot of people over my many years of being alive. You talk about politicians, they go, oh, they're all corrupt. They're all a bunch of crooks. Well, maybe that's true, but we can't keep saying that. We have to change it. And the way to change it is to get involved. We all know people go, oh, our elections are this or that. We're gonna have to shake things up as we go into the 2024 campaign. I mean, we're learning a lot. In 2000 or in 2020 and in 2022, we learned a lot about mail-in ballots, about ballot harvesting. If in certain states, those whose techniques are lawful. That's the law of that state. And we're going to have to get smart about how to actually get involved there. And so the people that are that I'm talking to, because this is not about Republicans and Democrats, and I think, you know, Democratic parties. You know, I can tell you rhyme and verse about my own background and growing up and everything that I've been involved in. And I never thought I'd ever get involved in politics. And I really don't feel like I'm involved in politics as much as I'm involved in this country. Because I don't really, it's not about Republicans and Democrats. It's really about this globalist group of people that want to, they basically want to control this country. And it's going on right now in what's going on in the World Economic Forum. Yep. Davos, Switzerland. I mean, this is real things, real people that have said real things about our country. So it's the globalists really against the American people right now. And I think that those, all of you need to start looking at that, at that sort of a threat to our nation and our abilities to be able to continue to be a constitutional republic. I mean, to be able to have the freedoms that we have. I mean, the freedom to speak, the freedom to peaceably protest, the freedom to worship. You know, the First Amendment, the First Bill of Rights, the first right we have actually has five categories. But the very first one from our founders was the freedom to practice your faith, the freedom of religion. That's the very first part of the First Amendment of our Bill of Rights, and the First Amendment of Bill of Rights. And I don't think people understand that. So we'd say, we could lose that. We could actually lose it. Never mind the Second Amendment. I mean, we see violations of our Fourth Amendment. So the other part that I'm telling you, and I'll, we've talked about this, is I want people to go read the Declaration of Independence. Go read the Bill of Rights. Go read the original Bill of Rights that were written by our founders. You can find them online. You can probably go to a local library and get a constitutional book. Read it. You know, to read the Constitution, to read the Declaration of Independence, and to read the Bill of Rights, it takes an average reader about an hour, maybe an hour and a half to read it. That's it. It's not some big giant volume of stuff. Most people have never sat down and actually read anything. So, read it so you understand, wow, we can lose all of this. Yeah. Because the fact of life is that nation states rise and fall. And the indicators and the warnings that we are now seeing and experiencing here in the United States of America are putting us at sort of the precipice of a change, a major potential change. And we always know that change is inevitable, but we don't want to change our country to where we lose our freedoms. That's the direction that we're heading if we continue to go down the path that these globalists want us to take. We don't want to do that, and that's part of why we have the Reawaken America Tour. And I'll do a plug for the Reawaken America Tour. We're here in Nashville this weekend. Our next one is going to be, I think it's 12 and 13 May. It's going to be down at Trump Doral in Miami. And so, you know, get your tickets now. And I just would tell you that I really am so passionate about our country. I appreciate what Alex, what you do. I mean, just allow me to kind of talk like this. And that's the beauty of independent podcasters that are trying to get a message out. So I want to plug because Alex is also trying to earn a living by doing this. And Mike Lindell, who was one of our great speakers here last night, he's at Diamond's funeral service today in North Carolina, Diamond Silk. Who went on his platform. People like Alex can't, you know, they'll be banned. Guys like him will be banned on YouTube. They'll be banned on, they'll be banned. Censored, okay? Not just banned, censored.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, again, mypillow.com.
Promo code Stonewall.
Stonewall.
General, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for inspiring my audience and the people out there who are listening to you to go get involved. There's two questions that I want to ask you, because one of the things that I've learned is that everyone that I've interviewed, you're a person too. You know, people see you.
Your family.
You know, yeah. So my first question to you is, what is your favorite sports team?
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots. There you go. I like it. And then what is your least favorite sports team?
Dallas Cowboys.
There you go. I love it. General, thank you so much for everything. God bless you all and goodbye.
Buy those pillows though for, you know, not just pillows. Go in and, you know, Lindell, Mike Lindell has all kinds of products to support Alex, okay?
Thank you so much.
MyPillow.com/
Thank you, General. Help. Thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.